You are listening to Old Time Retro Radio. For full access to our archive, visit patreon.com/oldtimeretroradio.
Blink when the national figure has his hand in the cookie jar, a trusted statesman commits larceny, or a world leader is murdered. We say, oh well, it's the times we live in. But it isn't. America has a long history of lawlessness. Not a few weeks before this country announced it would stand on its independent feet, a plot was hatched against General George Washington himself. What would have happened to the United States of America if it had succeeded?
So you would have me kidnapped, would you?
I had nothing to do with it, General Washington.
You, man wearing our uniform, from our own army, a sergeant, no less. Charlie, have this traitor placed in irons.
General Washington, have I no recourse?
Certainly. Say your prayers as often and as well as you can. There is nothing further you can do to save your body. You might as well preserve your soul.
Our drama, The Washington Kidnap, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by Cat's Paw, Heels and Souls. I'll be back shortly with Act One. I think we have all been brought up to believe that the father of our country was the most respected and loved man of his time. Not so. He was one of the most hated. Shortly before that famous first 4th of July, when we were to declare our independence, hundreds and hundreds were working on a plan to kidnap OGW and return him to England to be tried for treason against the crown. What happened, how the plot was thwarted, and by whom is our story. Our heroes, we regret to say, were not brave believers in the USA, not at all. They were counterfeiters.
It's me, Henry.
I don't know any Henry.
Yes, you do, Isaac. Henry Dawkins.
Well, why didn't you say so, Henry?
Lower your voice. I don't wish to wake up the neighborhood.
Well, I won't say I'm not surprised to see you. I thought you were in jail.
I was.
Did you escape?
Of course not. I served my time. Too much time for such an insignificant offense. Whew. Got any brandy? I'm chilled to the marrow.
Help yourself.
Thanks. I've been walking since the day before yesterday. Long Island is very long.
You walked all the way from New York City out here to Huntington?
Well, I couldn't steal a horse. With the British all over Long Island, people lock up their horses.
And everything else.
That's better. Just what I needed.
I can't get over it. Henry Dawkins has been walking since yesterday.
Since the day before yesterday, I told you.
Did anyone follow you here?
Why should they? I'm not a criminal. Just because the authorities think they are the only ones who can print good money? Where is it written?
It's the law, Henry Dawkins. You know it's the law.
I happen to be the best engraver in New York. I applied for the post of chief engraver of New York money directly to Governor Tryon. You didn't even have the decency to acknowledge my letter.
And so you decided to go into the money printing business yourself. And you were apprehended.
Isaac, are you with me or against me?
I worry about you.
You don't have to. I can stay out of their flea-infested jail.
Well, I hope so. I haven't always approved of you, but I'm always your friend.
Good. Well, then, Isaac, tomorrow morning I would like you to hitch up your wagon and go back to New York and purchase me a small rolling press, just large enough to get into your attic.
A printing press? Henry, not again.
Not what you think at all. I plan to execute some private engravings. Births, deaths, wedding announcements. I might even branch out and do furniture labels for Chippendale. There's no end to what I might turn my hand to. After all, I'm the best engraver this side of the Hudson.
I don't know.
What don't you know? That I'm a fine artist?
That I should buy you a press.
Look, I'm only asking for a loan until I get on my feet again. I'd buy it myself, but I'm flat broke.
You wouldn't be if you hadn't started printing the king's money.
Isaac, don't you wish me to rehabilitate myself and start earning an honest dollar?
I most certainly do.
Well said. Look, Isaac, I've had an exhausting 2 days, and I shall sleep late in the morning, and I don't think I shall see you before you leave for the city.
I'm leaving for New York?
Oh, yes, very early. Better to buy me a press? No, I'm not asking you to buy me the acid, the tools, the copper plates, the ink. I brought all that with me. I shall look forward to seeing you back here in 2 days. At the most, 3. Driving up in your wagon with the rolling press.
Oh, you ask a lot.
You said you were my friend.
Up to a point, Henry. I've never had a brush with the law.
Guard, what is the meaning of this? It's an indignity enough to find myself arrested by your ignorant Philadelphia police, but don't I get a cell of my own?
Henry, please.
Isaac, I am still a citizen. I know my rights. I won't be put in this cell with beggars and thieves.
Henry, haven't you made enough trouble?
My friends, Isaac Young and I demand a private cell, not one to share with 2 strangers.
Henry, stop this behavior. It's late. People are trying to sleep. You're not giving any orders in jail.
Prisoner, you'd be well to listen to your friend. Even spies and Tories don't get private cells.
In New York, prisoners are treated much better than this.
You should have thought of that before you got yourself arrested in Philadelphia. Good night.
A comedian.
I don't understand you. Isn't it enough that you embroiled me with your lies and counterfeiting so that I was arrested along with you? I, who have never had a single brush with the law.
I agree, Isaac. It was a sad miscarriage of justice. All you did was to accompany me to the paper house and ask to buy some shinplaster paper.
Do me a favor, you said. Just ask them. You knew it was illegal to buy that kind of paper because it's the only paper money is printed on.
Somebody must have followed us to the tavern.
Will you two close up for the night?
No, Isaac. No. You are a very wise man.
Oh, sure. That's why I'm in a Philadelphia jail.
Well, the rest of us in this cell would like some sleep.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to disturb you.
What's your name, mister?
Bill Ketchum. Now, will you put a stop to the chatter?
What's your line, Ketchum?
If you don't stop talking, I'll consider murder.
Mine's engraving. I'm also a master forger. There's not a man who can match me.
Henry, settle down. We have plenty of time in this place to talk.
Not as long as you think. In 2 weeks, you'll be taken from here and shipped back to England for your hanging.
Huh? Why would they do that?
When the English have put down Washington's rebellion, anyone in an American prison will end up at Newgate dangling from a rope.
And what makes you so sure the king's men will win?
You say you're a forger, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you might be useful. Look, why do you think I'm here? Because I want to be? If I succeed, I'll be rich as Croesus. And you can be too. Now, why don't you shut up and sleep on that?
Isaac, haven't you folded up your tent yet? Settle down.
I just had an idea.
Fine. Keep it till morning.
Hey, here. Let me bring this lantern over to you.
Oh, how am I supposed to sleep with a flame dancing in front of my eyes?
Listen to me, Isaac. Now, if I could get a hold of some paper and ink, I know I could forge a prison release for each of us.
How could you do that? You've never been in this jail before. You don't know what those papers look like.
Neither do any of the guards, I'll bet you. Most of them are thick-headed towheads who can't even read.
I still have the release paper I got when they let me out of the New York Post stockade. They had the audacity to call it an up-to-date prison.
I thought you preferred it to this Philadelphia dungeon.
Well, if I must go to prison, I'd rather it were in New York.
Silence!
With these in our hands, Isaac, all we have to do is go up to the front gate and wave the releases at any guard standing there. He opens the gate, and we're gone. Now, all I have to do is copy it with a few changes word for word. Yeah. Where am I going to lay my hands on paper, ink, and a pen?
Oh, let me see the document.
Yeah. I thought I had it in one of my pockets. Oh, I know. I folded it up inside my boot. Here, let me get this off. Here we are. Our pass to freedom.
Careful with it, Isaac. Well, hard to make out what it says.
Well, hold it closer to the lantern.
What are you doing? It's on fire. Throw it on the ground.
Get out of my way. Let me stamp on it.
In the name of Henry, are you two up to?
God, come quickly.
You're setting fire to the ground.
Look, I'm sorry, Henry. I've ruined it.
It's all right, Isaac. I guess I'll just have to find another way out of here.
That's me.
You're leaving.
Leaving the prison?
No, this cell.
Oh, quarters of my own.
Me? Now march.
Goodbye, gentlemen. I'm glad our acquaintance has been so short.
Hey, Isaac, what do you make of that? When I asked him last night why he was in here, he said, 'cause he wanted to be. And now, he's out.
I'd say Bill Ketchum is somebody important.
Something is going on in this place which has nothing to do with crimes or punishment.
Henry, haven't you learned yet? Certain people have influence.
Yeah, what do you suppose Ketchum meant, eh? When he said if he succeeds, he'll be rich as Croesus.
Well, he's got a better business than counterfeiting.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open.
And your mouth closed. That's what gets you into trouble, Henry. Your mouth.
Dawkins?
Who wants him?
Our friend, the guard. Have you come for us already?
Which one of you is Dawkins?
I am. Why?
I have a note for you. I'll slip it through the bars here. Don't let any of the other guards see you reading it.
Sure. Thanks. Hey, what do you make of this, Isaac?
I don't know. What's it say?
Well, I mean, a guard handing a note to a prisoner? I told you something strange is going on in this prison.
Read it.
If you are as adept at forging signatures as you claim to be, I shall be at the flagpole in the courtyard during the exercise hour after the supper meal.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. No name, nothing.
That's all it says?
Yeah, that's all it says here, but I can read between the lines.
You can? What?
It says, Henry Dawkins, there is money to be made, even in prison.
At this stage of our story, it seems unlikely there could be a connection between this petty swindler and a crime which would have radically changed our history. For in 1776, there were thousands who would have given anything to see George Washington shipped back to England to be tried for treason and hanged. And but for Henry Dawkins, this might very well have happened. I shall return shortly with Act Two. Say at the ball game, you can't tell the players without a program. Or is it the races? So let me sketch in our players. All the names are real, and history verifies the parts they played. There's Henry Dawkins, master engraver and counterfeiter. Isaac Young, his friend, who now more than ever regrets the friendship. Bill Ketchum, a cellmate whose brand of skullduggery is still a secret. And finally, the George Washington, who some believe the greatest man of the age, and others cursed as an arch-rebel and arch-traitor.
General Washington, you're not serious, are you?
Charlie, when it's a toss-up whether you've made more enemies than friends, you're serious.
Yes, I am. Very.
But we're getting the upper hand. Isn't that a comfort?
In my age, the most comforting thing about war is to know your enemy. But beware of your friends. I would say there are thousands here in New York and New Jersey who smile to my face but would, if they could, thrust a dagger into my back.
So that's why you placed this secret order with me.
I'm as positive as I can be that I can no longer trust my personal security guards. So, replace them. Every mother's son.
Yes, General. You don't include Sergeant Thomas Hickey in that order.
No, no. Thank the Lord for Hickey. I know him. He's loyal. We can trust him. But the rest of them, have them dispersed under different commands so they cannot do any plotting.
Tomorrow morning, you won't see a single one of their faces. I'll have the sergeant pick out a new batch. And suppose I increase the number to 25.
If Hickey can't find 25 loyal men in the Continental Army, we might as well all give up and apologize to George III for the trouble we've caused him.
Are you serious, General?
Charlie, I would like you to stop asking me that question before I begin to doubt myself.
Today to take the air. And no talking.
Over here, Dawkins.
Catch him.
How can we talk? You heard what the guard said. You don't have any trouble with him. That's Corby. He's a friend.
What? A guard? A friend of prisoners?
Live and learn.
Well, Corby is a friend of some prisoners. Learn that and you will live.
I got your note. Can you copy a man's handwriting so well even he couldn't tell whether he wrote it?
Here's a sample of what I want you to imitate. Put it in your pocket. Look at it later.
Is it the handwriting of an important person?
There's nobody more important around these parts these days. Tomorrow I'll get you the actual words of what to write in ink and quill for you to write with. But don't use this. There's only one copy.
You think they're going to let me sit down in my cell and write this as if I were Thomas Jefferson himself?
Corby will not only permit you to write, but see that you do, and when it's written, he'll take it and bring it to me.
Catch him. What's this all about? I mean, I don't mind helping you, but I ought to know what I'm doing.
Whose side are you on, Dawkins? The rebels or the kings?
I'm not for anyone in particular. I'll go along with whoever is running things, so long as they leave room for a little private enterprise. I'm not interested in politics.
Well, you can't be as stupid as you talk. What kind of a life do you think we'll have with the general breathing down our necks? Everybody will have to put in time with the army. At least with King George, he's an ocean away.
You're right. I agree. God save the king.
Shake. I can tell you this much. From the outside, this looks like an ordinary Philadelphia prison. But here on the inside, it's one of our Tory headquarters. We do all the buying and bartering right from here. Arms, ammunition, enlisting men to attack General Washington from where he least expects it.
All that from a prison.
Now, you'd better go now, Dawkins. Corby will see you in the morning.
Just one thing, Ketchum. How much money is there in this for me?
Oh, you'll be paid.
How much?
Plenty. Now, go.
Isaac, he told me this prison is underground headquarters for the Tories.
You've gotten yourself into a hornet's nest, my friend. Why couldn't we have gotten ourselves arrested in New York? Oh, the things I've heard.
What, Isaac? Tell me.
Well, the place is alive with plots and schemes, one madder than the next. Henry, I'll never forgive you for getting me into this.
Isaac, we're in on something which is going to make us rich. Both of us. I was talking to Bill Ketchum in the yard. He gave me a valuable letter.
Yes, 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 and his daughter's hand in marriage. Henry, will you just leave me alone?
You don't think he did? And you don't think it's valuable?
All right. Here, have a look.
I haven't even looked at it yet. Now, I am to write something different, but in the same handwriting.
Is this authentic? This is a confidential military letter from General George Washington authorizing General Nathaniel Greene to round up all the known Tories in New York.
Well, that's it. I'm to rewrite that and say just the opposite.
It's true, then.
Well, what is?
What I overheard.
What was that?
There's a plot to kidnap General Washington from his headquarters in New York.
I heard that, but I don't believe it. They'd have one hard time. I mean, he's got personal guards around the clock.
They're going to kidnap the guards, too. The Royal Navy is pulling out of Boston, and in 2 days, they'll be sitting outside of New York Harbor. And the Tories are going to capture the old general and shove him on board of one of those British boats.
Who told you all this?
Several prisoners. They're all in on it. They're waiting for somebody important to come into the prison from the outside. He's going to light the fuse. That's the code for getting started. Light the fuse.
Do you suppose that someone is Bill Ketchum?
No. He's already here.
Yeah.
He must be the inside man.
Hey, maybe it's the guard, Corby. Yeah, I know he's a Tory. He's got a whole platoon organized. Prisoners, guards, even some of the cooks.
No, I don't like any of this. I really don't.
Hey, Isaac, whose side are you on?
Are you joking? Washington's. I'm sick to death of George III. I'm not taking his orders or supporting his expensive living with my taxes. Who are you for?
Me? I'm for me. I'm not on any side. The highest bidder can have my services. If there's money in it, I'll do it.
You're going to forge an order from Washington to help the Royalists? You've got no feelings about this country at all?
I got something better than patriotism. With this little information, with this letter I'm to fake for the Tories so they can put Washington out of commission, we have got a gold mine. We can get ourselves a pardon, we can get released, maybe even get a reward. What do you think of that?
You mean get a message to the provincial Congress of what's going on in here?
A nest of spies and traitors.
Yes, but rumors aren't enough.
What do you mean?
If you or I got a message to the Congress and said we overheard so-and-so and such, they'd say, you got any witnesses? You got any facts?
They wouldn't believe us.
Well, why should they? Hard evidence. That's what they need. And I don't have it, and you don't have it.
Isaac, you always made sense and you were always wise. All right. I'm going to play along with Ketchum. And then I'm going to bring you into the picture. He knows we're friends. Whatever I hear, you'll hear. Understand?
I'll be your witness.
And when you talk to some of the prisoners, take me along, and I'll be your witness. A golden opportunity like this doesn't come down the pike every day. And we'd be fools not to cash in on it.
Henry, I don't think you know what patriotism is.
And I'd be the first to admit it.
Dawkins, this forgery of Washington's letter to General Greene is darn near perfect.
Near perfect? It is perfect. I told you it would be. I challenge anyone to tell the difference.
You destroyed the original, didn't you?
Absolutely. I wouldn't like you to have to dig it out of where it's buried. Now, what are you planning to do with my work of art?
Someone is coming for it, and I'll give it to him.
Someone from the outside is getting into the prisoner's yard?
Happens every day. Sunset by the flagpole. Now, if you want anything, just ask Corby. He'll see you get it.
How about getting me out of here?
That'll have to wait until the general starts on his ocean voyage back to England.
Well?
Looking for your next great listen? Discover the free audiobook library featuring free audiobooks across mystery, science fiction, adventure horror, classic literature, children's stories, sleep listening, and more. Choose a genre, press play, and enjoy timeless books wherever you listen. Follow the free audiobook library today and discover even more audiobooks and member-supported releases on Patreon. Search free audiobook library wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm waiting. Well, what are you going to give me?
Give you for what?
full money. What are you paying me for having written the letter for you with G.W.'s famous signature?
I don't recall the subject of payment coming up.
Oh, well, I do. Yeah, I recall you saying if you'd succeed, you'll be as rich as Croesus. Doesn't that include me?
Dawkins, this is only one step. We're quite a distance from success. Now, I'll consider this letter of yours a contribution to the cause.
Ketchum, I don't like to get into the habit of working for charity.
You will be rewarded. But it takes time. He gave you nothing?
Not a farthing.
So, Henry Dawkins, the stinger, finally got stung.
Not for long, Isaac. The pieces are beginning to fit together. Me forging a Washington letter of instructions, the plot to kidnap the general himself, and then someone from the outside who's coming here to light the fuse. Remember, light the fuse?
That's the code, all right.
Yes, and remember you saying we need hard evidence if we're going to get word to the provincial Congress?
I never said we. I was advising you, not me.
Do you want to rot in this cell until the end of the revolution, if it ever ends? Isaac, you play along with me, and you'll be outside these walls before you can say Ben Franklin.
I don't know. I listened to you once. That's how I got in here. I, who never had a brush with the law.
No, you never had a brush with the law. All I'm asking you, Isaac, is that you come with me as a witness. Nothing more. I'll do everything.
He'll do what?
Now look, someone important from the outside is picking that letter up at the flagpole, usual time. I'm going to be there, and so are you.
The guards get sticky if too many prisoners are together during exercise
time. There won't be any trouble from the guards.
Is that a promise?
My word of honor.
Word of honor? You? Henry Dawkins, you have the darndest sense of humor.
It's only when you take a very close look at the pages of history that you come upon the true story of the nail without which the battle might have been lost. In our case, the plot to stop this country from ever getting started. Make no mistake, the odds were with the royalists, not the American patriots. For every one man who subscribed to independence, there were three who preferred to remain loyal to the king. I return shortly with some fateful twists and turns. From Henry Dawkins and Isaac Young, the two small-time counterfeiters who have learned of a plot to kidnap General George Washington, to meet the man we, today, would call the Mr. Big of the conspiracy, one Sergeant Thomas Hickey. He has come to the prison yard to pick up the forged orders from fellow conspirator Bill Ketchum. In amazement, Thomas gazes at the letter.
Excellent. It's George Washington's signature to a cross T. No one, not even the general himself, would know he hadn't signed these orders to General Greene. Congratulations, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I had a good man do it.
Oh, this letter instructing General Greene to hold off any action against the Tories will give us just that extra time we need. Tell me, are you making progress organizing Tories inside the prison?
We couldn't be in better shape. Every day we find another man who feels he's been jailed for no good reason. We tell him of our underground organization and he can't wait to pledge his support for the king. I think we'll have 300 men in here armed and ready to do whatever you order.
I hope it'll be soon. I think General Washington is getting suspicious. He had me pull together a whole new corps of security guards.
Well, how much does the general suspect?
Well, I may be his bodyguard, but he doesn't confide in me.
Well, you don't think he's aware there are Tory armed men wherever you can throw a stick?
I hope not. But we can't go on hiding men forever.
I have to give you credit. How did you get away from your post with no one knowing?
General Washington knows. This trip here was his idea. He asked me personally to make sure all the ammunition stores were safely hidden. What he doesn't know is that I'm combining Washington's business
With the king's pleasure.
Are you in on the kidnapping plot?
Not precisely, but of course I'm aware of it. I've received messages from the Royal Navy. Admiral Howe is anchored right off New York, and he's all prepared to take the general in irons back to England the moment we deliver him. You see, Isaac, what did I tell you? There's Bill Ketchum over by the flagpole. See who he's talking to?
Yes, someone wearing a sergeant's uniform.
I'll wager you anything. He's the man who's buying what I wrote and still didn't get paid for. You know, I've got some rights.
Henry, you're a prisoner standing here in a prison yard. You've got no rights.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Come on. Come on, Isaac. We'll just saunter up to the flagpole. Hey, look. Can you see? It's in his hand. My work of art.
Forging orders from Washington to General Greene. Isn't that enough trouble?
We'll see. I know my worth and what I'm entitled to, and I'm not having that Bill Ketchum take advantage of my talents.
Isaac, don't dawdle. Come on.
Look, he's putting the letter away in his pocket. He may be leaving.
Mr. Ketchum.
Dawkins, you're not supposed to be here. Go away.
Hi, Bill. Isaac and I were just strolling by the flagpole, and I said to him, say, isn't that our old friend Bill Ketchum?
Hello, Mr. Ketchum. You're in a different cell now.
Dawkins, get along. I told you I had a secret meeting, and you've taken advantage of my confidence.
I've taken advantage of you, Bill. When I forged that letter of George Washington's, I had the feeling it was just the other way around. Why don't you introduce us to your friend?
Henry, this is Sergeant Thomas Hickey. Tom, this is Henry Dawkins, Isaac Young.
Hello. Did Bill give you that Washington letter I wrote? Did a good job, didn't I?
Henry, will you lower your voice?
So you're the one who's responsible, Mr. Dawkins.
Yes, as I said to Bill here, anything for the cause. Where in the Army do you fit, Sergeant?
I'm in charge of those who are guarding the general.
Oh, is that a fact? Say, you know, you're just the man I ought to be talking to. I understand there's a plot to kidnap old George and as many of your guards as possible. Ship them all off to England. Good riddance, I'd say.
It would be best for all concerned, Mr. Dawkins, if you lowered your voice.
Are you telling me to be quiet, Sergeant?
Henry, please, there are guards gathering.
They're all on our side, aren't they?
I'd better be going. I think you'd better get rid of this man. Catch him if I were you.
What's that you said? Get rid of me?
Henry, what are you doing, for heaven's sake?
He's got his nerve. Sergeant Thomas Hickey in charge of guarding old George. He's got his nerve.
Are you trying to pick a fight with me, or are you drunk?
Fight? I'll show you how to fight.
Here, stop that, you two.
Kill him. He insulted me.
The man's got off his head. Get away from me.
You two better come with me this minute. Guards!
Bill, what is this?
I said stop, you two. Unless you wish me to have you shot where you stand.
I'll stop, of course. He started it.
Where is Corby? He'll be able to straighten this all out. It's Corby's day off. Come along with me, you two.
May I ask by what authority I'm being detained? I am the sergeant of General Washington's guards. I'd like to know who you are.
I'm the warden of this prison.
Warden, why don't you make him show you the letter he's carrying?
I'm sorry, that's impossible. My affiliation with Washington's personal guard affects our national security.
What security? We're not a nation yet, sir. I haven't received word of our independence from England.
A figure of speech, Warden.
No, more than that. I thought you told me you were attached to the general's headquarters.
His personal guard, sir.
Well, aren't you loyal to him?
Yes, naturally, sir.
But then, what's all this figure of speech nonsense? When I said to you I'd no word of our being an independent nation as yet, why didn't you say affirmatively, but we will be, sir? Whose side are you on?
I was being careful, sir. Nothing more.
And you, Prisoner Dawkins, you're in this prison for attempted counterfeiting. What are you doing coming to blows with an officer of the Continental Army?
Because, sir, this Sergeant Hickey is a traitor, sir, and I can prove it. Make him empty his pockets.
I have no such intention. Warden, you saw what happened. This man deliberately attacked me.
What has he got of yours, Dawkins?
Proof, sir. Proof that he's a traitor, that's what.
Sergeant, once and for all, let's get this nonsense over with. The letter, please.
I'm sorry,
But I'm not authorized to give it to anyone but the person to whom it is addressed.
I don't know by what ruse you effected entrance to this prison, Sergeant, but you are here now under my jurisdiction. The letter. Thank you. I'll take that.
I wrote that letter for money, Warden, and I never received any. I forged the message I was given and General Washington's signature.
This man is lying. I've never had this letter out of my pocket.
I will prove to you, Warden, that I am the author of that letter. I have a fairly good memory and a very steady hand. Now, I take this pen, if you don't mind, and paper from your desk. Watch how quickly I can duplicate exactly the handwriting and contents of the letter in your hand. And I sign it with the appropriate flourish, G. Washington. Well, Warden, who is telling the truth?
Sergeant Hickey, is there an explanation you would care to make to explain this false memorandum to General Greene, which was found on your person?
General Washington, there is a simple explanation.
I hope so, Sergeant.
I happen to be visiting the prison in Philadelphia.
Happened? During war, there are orders and there is compliance. Nothing merely happens.
I had heard of a Tory plot, that the prison harbored many who would turn against our cause.
You happened to hear that also?
While I was there, this false letter was given to me as proof of what I suspected.
Given to you? A forgery which countermands orders you were personally to deliver to General Greene? And what, by the way, happened to the original memorandum?
I delivered it, General.
Not to General Greene. I spoke to him last night. Charlie, send in that counterfeiter.
General Washington, is a great honor, sir.
You are an expert counterfeiter, I believe, Henry Dawkins?
No, sir.
No? Have I been misinformed?
I was once an engraver, but now I'm a handwriting expert.
I show you this. Are you the author of this letter?
Entirely, sir.
And what did you copy the handwriting from?
Another letter I was given.
This signature is your hand?
Yes, General. But your signature.
You know what the penalty is for such treasonable acts?
General, I'm going to be honest with you. I am an engraver by trade, thrown into prison, not for having counterfeited anything, but for trying to purchase the same kind of paper used to print money.
Is that your entire plea? Miscarriage of justice?
A miscarriage? I couldn't have said that better myself.
I am interested in the original. Did you destroy it?
In general, I have been carrying it around in my shoe for days. If you'll forgive me. There you are, sir.
Thank you, Dawkins. Charlie, have the sergeant stripped of his rank and placed in irons.
General Washington, have I no recourse?
Certainly. Say your prayers as often and as well as you can. There's nothing further you can do to save your body. You might try to preserve your soul.
The Military High Court, in the case of the Provincial Congress and the people of the United American Colonies against Thomas Hickey, will come to order. Thomas Hickey, is it not a fact that you were a courier between the armed Tory bands at Sinclair's Arms near Spring and Worcester Streets, very close to General Washington's headquarters?
Yes, I was.
And that the Tory plan was to coordinate an attack upon those headquarters at the same time as British forces were to execute a diversionary bombardment sometime between late June and early July.
I believe so.
Oh, you believe so. That you were in league with the mayor of New York, one David Matthews, who paid you £100 and who has since escaped to England.
I don't recall.
Were you active in recruiting secret companies of the King's Militia in upstate New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut? Well, were you?
No, sir.
Your main treachery was to plan and execute the kidnapping of General George Washington.
Yes, sir.
I recommend to this military court that Thomas Hickey be formally charged with exciting and joining in a mutiny and sedition, and of treacherously corresponding with and receiving pay from the enemies of the United American Colony.
General Washington, the troops are lined up and awaiting your brief address. They're ready, sir.
Gentlemen, we are here concerned with treason. The unhappy fate of Thomas Hickey, executed this day for mutiny, sedition, and treachery, will, I hope, be a warning to every soldier in the army. I want you all to take heart and inspiration from the loyal actions of one poor engraver who unearthed the treachery. 2 weeks ago, we rewarded this simple man who spoke up for all free men to hear. That is all.
Dawkins, follow me.
Yes, yes, I know the way.
Oh, yes, you've been here before. I've been on leave myself, my first day back. That's the life of a prison warden for you.
Turn left here?
Of course. I was by the custom house the day Washington spoke to the troops about that traitor 2 weeks ago. Inspiring. Did you hear his speech?
No, I didn't. I was busy being arrested.
Oh, what for?
Never mind.
I don't know why men like you never learn. You have nothing to say for yourself, I presume.
Oh, just that it was justice miscarried.
Yes, they all say that. Well, here we are. This is your cell. It's occupied, but a man is being released. Good thing, too. We're getting very crowded. I got another man here for your cell. Now, you step out first, then the new prisoner will step in.
Isaac. Isaac, is that you? Henry Dawkins. I can't believe it. After all these months.
Isaac, are you just being released?
Yes. I served every day of my time, but you're not coming in here as a prisoner, are you, Henry?
Well,
what did you do?
I dropped a package of copper engravings in the street, and the a person who helped me retrieve them happened to be a policeman. The judge said my engravings resembled the new dollar bills too closely.
Oh, Henry, how could you? You were a patriot, a national hero. George Washington gave you a medal. Oh, Henry, have you nothing to say for yourself?
Isaac, it was a sad miscarriage of justice.
It may be hard to believe that if this incident had never occurred, that if a petty counterfeiter had not sideswiped history, George Washington might never have become the father of his country. He may have been kidnapped and spirited back to England, where certainly his life would have been shortened at the end of a rope. I shall return shortly. Have been written pursuing the what-if theme. What if Booth's bullet had missed Lincoln, or the South had won the Civil War? What if Napoleon had defeated Wellington? What if the Nazis had won World War II? The permutations are endless. And I suppose we can thank heaven that the accidents of history have caused the coin of our realm to be the almighty dollar and not the almighty shilling or pound. Our cast included Paul Hecht, Bob Caliban, Mandel Kramer, and Bob Maxwell. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tammy Grimes, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.